Letitia, what was involved in terms of finding premises, funding, and your status as a cooperative or association? Because I believe you are on many committees.
Yeah, this is about an association. We are supported by the town hall of Guern. And thanks to Nicolas Champeau, who is a person of our association, he has participated to request for another association, Bouche-Toncoq. And we win a coaching to create our grocery shop and also a funding of 1,000 euros. This is the help to create this grocery.
And so the status is actually as an association, and yeah. You've received funding. And the premises, tell us about the premises.
Well, it used to be a creche until a larger one was constructed just a bit further down the road, so that this particular locale was vacant. It belongs to the Mary, and they have put it at our disposal free of rent. But it is up to the AP de Guern itself to renovate and furnish it. And that's what has been going on for the last couple of months.
So that's good. You've got rent-free premises, you've got committees and you've got an association, mm-hmm. and you've received some funding. Will that funding be rolling every year, or is it a one-off?
I think it's a one-off,
for
setting up the locale. After that, we hope that we will make sufficient profit to be able to cover our expenses, which will be quite low, because it will be run entirely by volunteers.
So what products can be found in the shop, and are they all sourced locally?
They are all sourced locally. One of our aims is to encourage local producers. We now have over 300 products, and I think about 25 producers. We cover virtually every aspect of groceries.
So that's great. Everything being sourced around the area means it's fresh with your vegetables.
Yes.
So how does it work in terms of people coming in and buying something? You were explaining that a little earlier.
Well, for fresh products, we can't actually store fresh products in the locale because it isn't big enough. And the idea is for most products to be ordered online in advance. That will cut down on any wastage for fresh produce.
So people will find what they want, maybe. They have to go online. They go online.
We have our own website,
Lepi de Guern. And then they can scroll down and find, and then they... How long in advance would they need to put in their order?
Well, hopefully about a week, to enable the local producers to bring the produce into the locale where the orders will be made up.
It depending of a producer, maybe 2 days or maybe a week. It's depending of producer.
Oh, and depending on the producer and also what you're ordering, because obviously with dairy products...
Yeah.
It needs to be as fresh.
Yes, it does. Needs to be as fresh as possible.
So what are your particular roles, Anne, to begin with?
I'm on the communications group, which is in charge of publicity. So we have been particularly busy recently producing flyers for distribution throughout the commune to explain to people how the shop is going to be run.
And Letitia, I think you're quite an important person.
About me, I am a member of a steering committee, and I fight for the new producer, suppliers and the new products with a team of 7 people, and we have the responsibility for pick this, to contact this provider and to propose the best products, local products, for the community.
So I think you said each person on your committee, they have one contact that they have to keep in touch with.
Yes, in the group of producer, the 7 people have some producer by people. by one person.
That's good. That's good. So they have to maintain a good relationship with that person too.
It's easier for the producers to have only one person to contact.
Yeah.
Letitia, how many volunteers are involved? And is there some kind of rota?
There are 35 families now. But currently we are maybe 15 or 20 people engaged to help to create this grocery.
So the people actually who will be serving in the shop, in the épicerie, how many hours a week or a month will they be required to
Yes, I promise, we promise 2 hours by month, minimum 2 hours by month. And we have a planning with the task to open the local and
to receive
the product.
You're going to be opening for how many days to begin with?
3 days a week.
3 days a week,
Monday, for a 2 hour period.
Monday in the morning and Thursday and Saturday in the afternoon.
Yes.
That's good. Do you hope if things work well and you attract more members that you will be open more days?
Yes. Actually, we can open 2 years by a week, but if we have 50 families or more, well, we can open every day.
I should have mentioned the beer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because we have we have two local brasseries, one at Malgeinac, which is run by an English couple, and a second one a little bit nearer to the village at Saint-Georges, which is run by a young French couple. So we are going to stock beers from both of the brasseries.
Why do you think it's so important to have a community épicerie or grocery shop here in Yann?
The village needs a focal point. It needs a hub where people can actually meet, sit down and chat. We are hoping in fine weather to have tables and chairs outside in the courtyard of the Mary, where we can have a little drink of coffee or even beer. So it will be a social hub as well as a shop.
Letitia, would you like to add to that?
It's necessary also to propose the local product to motivate the local economy, support our producer, our farmers, and to propose all community a large variety of products, quality or cheap, to every person, everybody.
Because that's, as you say, the price too is obviously going to be, you're going to...
It's important,
it's very important.
Yes,
to keep it at a particular supermarket.
Yes, it needs to be affordable. We will have some bio products. Naturally, they tend to be a little bit more expensive. But I think it's important to stress that there will be something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for your time this afternoon. And I look forward to coming back when it's all up and running and maybe testing some beer.